الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we completed Surah Al-Baqarah, and in today's lesson inshallah we are now beginning with Surah Al-Imran. There's actually consensus of opinion that Surah Al-Imran is a surah that has been revealed in Medina Munawwara. And when we look at this surah, we see the name of the surah, Al-Imran, the family of Imran. Why is the surah called Al-Imran? Because in it comes the mention of the family of Imran, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. So in it comes the mention of the household. And then we see some of the maqasid, the objectives of the surah, the greater objectives of the surah. This surah talks about the wujud, the existence, and the wahdaniyat, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the proofs for that, that indicate to the oneness of Allah. The surah talks about the Qur'an being haq, and the surah also speaks about one deen being accepted by Allah, and that is deenul Islam. Any other religion that is practiced or followed is unacceptable. The surah also speaks about, or it refutes those objections that were given by, that were made by the Yahud and Nasara. It also speaks about nifaq, hypocrisy, and two important expeditions that took place in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ghazwa Badr and Uhud. And it speaks about many other shara'ih, teachings of Islam, certain religious aspects in Islam, like Hajj, etc., a few other ahkam, injunctions, laws that are found in the teachings of Islam. So we begin with the surah. Allah says, Alif Lam Mim. And we discussed this right at the beginning of Surah Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim are from those huruf and muqatta'at. That means the knowledge of these ayat are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. Allah then says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is no ilah, there is no deity, but he is al-hay. Al-hay means the ever-living. Al-qayyum, the maintainer. When we look at this verse, one of the fada'il, the virtues of this verse, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith said, that in ayatul kursi, and in this verse, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum in Al-Imran, lies the ismul azam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we make dua also, we should take this, we should read this verse. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Al-hayy means the ever-living. Because everything will perish, everything will come to an end. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. In one verse Allah says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Al-qayyum, the maintainer. Everything depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah maintains everything. Allah says, نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. Allah says that in all truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this book to you. So don't be in any doubt regarding this book coming to you from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see a similar verse also right at the beginning of Surah Baqarah. Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the kitab. There's absolutely no doubt in this book. Allah says, this book, بِالْحَقِّ, it was revealed in all truth. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. And it confirms all the previous books that were sent by down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah also revealed the Torah and the Injil. In other words, Allah sent the Torah to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Injil to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. These books came prior to the Quran. مِنْ قَبْلُ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ. These books were guides for the people in their respective times. وَأَنزَلَ الْفُرْقَانِ. And listen, now Allah has revealed another book. And this is the Furqan. The Furqan means the criterion, the criterion of judgment between haqq and batil, between truth and falsehood. In other words, it refers to this kitab that is in front of us, the Quran Kareem. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. That indeed those people who disbelieve now in the ayat, in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is a severe torment, a severe punishment. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is all-powerful, ذُو انتقام. The owner and the possessor of revenge. In other words, Allah is showing you His power here. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used these two qualities of His showing you His power. In other words, don't treat the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be something insignificant. Don't treat these ayat lightly. Take them serious, because if a person has to disbelieve in them, then there's a painful punishment that lies for him. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing that is hidden from Him in the heavens nor in this earth. In other words, I'm well aware of everything. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's nothing hidden from Him, He's well aware of everything, it means according to the deeds that you do in the world, if you do good, you'll get good. If you do bad, then Allah will requite you accordingly. Because nothing is hidden from Allah. In one verse we see, Allah says, لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْهُمْ إِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا أَصْغَرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah talks about how every single thing is recorded in a book. Allah says, even the weight of an atom, be it in the heavens or somewhere in this earth, that is never ever hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is well aware of it. In the story of Luqman alayhi salam, Luqman alayhi salam is giving advice to his son. He says, Ya Bunay, beloved child, oh my beloved son, even if they be intaku mithqal habbatin min khardal, even if they be something that is the weight of a mustard seed, and that is put into the heavens, or it's in some rock, or it's put into the heavens, or somewhere on this earth, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَأْتِي بِهَا اللَّهِ. Allah will produce it, Allah will bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. Nothing is hidden from Allah. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. It is He, Allah, then who fashions you in the wombs, in the wombs or in the bellies of your mothers, however Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes a person, He fashions a person, He makes a person. In fact, in another verse, Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي صَوَّرَكُمْ. Allah has fashioned you, فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَّرَكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah has fashioned you and Allah has done that very well as well. So an ungrateful person is that person who says, why do I look like this? Or why am I so tall? Or why am I so short? Or why don't I look like somebody else? In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that even when it came to making you and fashioning you in the wombs of your mothers, Allah has made you beautiful. So we should also be happy with how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned us and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us. However Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed to create us and make us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has done so. La ilaha illa huwa al-azizul hakim. Remember the fact that the point that there is no ilah, but He is the all-powerful again and the wise in whatever He does. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.